Last week, I received a press release that caught my attention, telling me that there was a $100 million lawsuit filed by Medical Marijuana Inc. over a special report by Project CBD. And that caught my attention because, of course, I've heard of Medical Marijuana Inc. and the business they're doing, and I know folks that have put together Project CBD, so I wanted to find out what's going on with that. Apparently, there has been a settlement, and joining us here to discuss it is the CEO of Medical Marijuana Inc., Stuart Titus. Stuart, welcome to the show.
With you.
Oh, doing fantastic. I'm so glad I was able to get you on the line. And just so folks know, I've also reached out to the people at Project CBD to get one of their representatives to speak to us. But as of showtime, didn't get any response back. So we'll just go with you, Stuart, and we'll tell the story. How's that?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, so I need to find out what's going on with this particular lawsuit. And I think what this had to do with was a test result on a product you guys have, Real Scientific Hemp Oil, known as RSHO. Can you tell us what that Real Scientific Hemp Oil is?
Yes, our RSHO product is a nutraceutical product that is based off of the industrial hemp plant. It's high concentration of CBD in the hemp oil, and it's a product that we have available for public sale.
And in your phrasing of that, I notice you say a nutraceutical, and you reference the hemp plant rather than cannabis or marijuana. So is it the point that this is made from industrial hemp, which is, you know, subject to less regulation than Schedule I cannabis might be?
Yes, this is from industrial hemp that we grow from our overseas operations, and thus it's legal for importation and sale in all 50 states.
Okay, so this has been the subject of some controversy, but that's not what our discussion's about. Some people, you know, think that this idea that you can get medically viable products out of industrial hemp is, you know, there's still a lot of questions about that. But let's table that for a moment and instead talk about this controversy in this suit, which was the folks at Project CBD, which is a lot of activists and medical marijuana people put together Project CBD and have been warning people against these industrial hemp products. And specifically, they had a report that they issued. And I forget the title of the report, but it was a special report that supposedly said that your products were laden with toxic heavy metals. Can you walk us through what happened in this suit?
Well, obviously, there's still ongoing litigation, so there's only so much I can comment about.
Okay.
But we did receive a settlement agreement from Stewart Environmental, which is a company that did some of the testing on this particular product. And I think you'll find that when you listen to their testimony or read their transcript from the video, that the reports that Project CBD was putting out were, I would characterize them as blatantly false.
Blatantly false. And this was based on, if I remember what I was reading from the settlement in the suit, what I saw that was emailed to me, had to do with the fact that what was reported by this Stewart Environmental Lab was preliminary or a draft of some sort that then got taken by Project CBD and blasted as if it were the fact. Am I close there?
Well, there's what's called a preliminary report. Apparently, I'm not as familiar with analytical laboratory analysis, but as the Stewart Environmental Company has said, they did an initial test, which basically is supposed to show a significant amount of heavy metals, because they do introduce heavy metal into that test. And then they do a second test, which they then remove all the heavy metal toxins and search for extracts that still may be remaining. Again, I'm not as familiar with this. It's a fairly detailed analysis. However, the preliminary report where they introduced all these heavy metals was actually then produced and somehow got into the hands of Project CBD. I believe the company came back very shortly thereafter and said, this is a preliminary report. We'll have a final report for you in very short order. The final report came back and showed that the sample was free and clear of toxins and the heavy metals. However, Project CBD is, facts will come out, but unfortunately, it just seems they have made their comments based on a very preliminary and totally incorrect report.
So the settlement that we're talking about at this point comes from the lab they based their report on, not from the folks at Project CBD.
Well, let me try to clarify this again. Project CBD put out a report that basically mentioned that our product was very toxic. I believe in the final analysis, the laboratory that did that report, called Stewart Environmental, mentioned that our product is free and clear of toxins and was free and clear of toxins, I guess is what
okay.
I can say.
Okay. So you mentioned that there's still ongoing litigation. Would that be with Project CBD over this particular report?
That's correct.
Okay. And so that's where we start talking about, I guess, the things like harm to the business reputation and false claims. And is that what we're dealing with in this suit?
Well, certainly our company, our product, and our shareholders have been harmed by the inaccuracies. And mm-hmm. controversy within the industry is obviously never a good thing. And we hope to be able to resolve this very expeditiously.
Okay. Let's go back to the oil itself, real scientific hemp oil, and the idea that we can get medically efficacious compounds out of what's known as industrial hemp. Now, typically, the definitions of industrial hemp worldwide are that those cannabis plants that contain less than 0.3% THC. Is that what your stock is that you're working with?
Yes, that's pretty much the international standard. Some countries it's 0.2%, but generally 0.3 is what's being established. Looks like that's being established here with some of the legislation in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed to me that what you're getting for the real scientific hemp oil then would be mostly, CBD and other cannabinoid based rather than the THC.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And so it's your company's contention that there's no difference in the CBD that you'd get out of an industrial hemp plant versus what, say, the Stanley Brothers in Colorado were getting out of those Charlotte's Web type plants that were initially thought to be cannabis plants, regular old pot plants, but they had such low THC, but they weren't industrial hemp that they could only use them for CBD. Is basically, I guess what I'm saying, is CBD CBD no matter which type of plant it's coming from?
Well, I think that question might be better answered by the scientific community. We believe there's potential health and wellness benefits from CBD from the industrial hemp plant. I think there's a tremendous amount of scientific research going on right at the moment on CBD. You can look up a number of different things. One of our portfolio companies, CannaLife Sciences, is researching pharmaceutical potential of CBD. So they've had the ability to use the U.S. government's patent on the therapeutic use of cannabinoids, known as the 507 patent. So just looking that up, I think you'll see that there's some potential medical benefit from cannabinoids in general, and particularly in CBD.
Sure. Folks who listen to the show are well aware of patent number 6630507. The federal government says, hey, there's a medical utility here from this drug that we say has no medical utility. We're speaking with Stuart Titus. He's the CEO of Medical Marijuana Inc. And another part of this company and this industry that we're breaking into here is the fact that it's still federally illegal on so many levels and illegal in many state levels. And so far, the companies have all been pretty much on what we call the over-the-counter stocks, the penny stocks. Is that the situation with Medical Marijuana Inc. still?
Yes, it is. We're over the counter. Our stock symbol is MJNA.
Okay. And this has been it's a really, from what I gotta say right off the top that I'm not a stock market guru in any way. I have no idea how that high finance stuff works. But I always hear warnings from people: be careful of the penny stocks. Be careful of the penny stocks, especially in marijuana, since it's so new and the feds could do this or that. What's your take on this? I mean, I imagine you're very pro penny stock, given that you're selling them. But what words of advice would you give people in this market?
Well, certainly it's a growing and emerging market. All the companies here are pretty much in the developmental stage Certainly, we'd like to believe somewhere down the road, whether it's 3, 5, 10 years, this is going to be one of the great growth industries in America. I think there are several companies that have the potential to be the next Apple computer or Google or what have you. And it's just a question of companies being able to put forth a good business plan, being able to follow it, and then have the good fortune to have perhaps some legislation and all come along positively forth. The nice thing about our operation is that we really don't necessarily depend on legalization of marijuana. We have a wonderful product that's hemp-based, and it's presently able to be sold in all 50 U.S. states.
Okay, and are you currently selling this RSHO in all 50 states?
It's available for consumers in all 50 states.
Wow. Okay, so I guess you can look for that from Medical Marijuana Inc. And you're not getting pushback from any states? Anyone's threatening anything under Controlled Substances Act here?
No, we're not.
Wow. All right. We'll have to take another look at this stuff, folks. Medical Marijuana Inc. is the company. Stuart Titus is the CEO. We're speaking to him about the recent suit that's going on. And we'll also have another representative joining us tomorrow at 3:30. We'll talk a little bit more about this situation. But before I let you go, Stuart, could you give folks some contact information for the company if they're interested in talking to you guys, learning more, or investing? How can they do that?
Oh, certainly. Our website is www.medicalmarijuanainc.com. Our trading ticker symbol is MJNA. That's Mary Jane Needs Another. And our investor relations number is 888-OTC-MJNA.
All right. Stuart, thank you so much for joining us here on the Russ Belville Show. And we'll keep our eye on what's happening with Medical Marijuana Inc. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Russ. Thank you for having us on.